Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A 7.7 magnitude earthquake has hit central Myanmar, with the impact felt as far away as Bangkok in Thailand, and a state of emergency has been declared in Myanmar today. In Bangkok, 43 construction workers are missing after an unfinished high-rise building collapsed, and it's reported that at least two people have died there. Well, Sarah Newey is a correspondent for The Telegraph in Bangkok and is at the site of that collapsed building now and joins me on the line. So Sarah, tell us what you're seeing and what's been happening.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a shocking day in Bangkok, I think, for everyone. I'm just outside this building that's been completely destroyed. It looks honestly like a bomb's hit, and the whole area around it is caked in this thick white dust. There's a very somber atmosphere outside. Police, army, medical units are just starting their rescue attempts now. As you said in the intro, it sounds like at least 43 people are stuck inside, and it's a very intimidating pile of rubble that I'm looking at, to be honest. They've got a big job ahead of them to try and find those people.
And the reports are so far that two people have died. What are you hearing about that figure?
Yeah, so it's changed a bit. I've heard two and three, so I think we're just going to have to wait and see. But it's clear that, you know, the rescue efforts have started. I've seen a stretcher come out, but it's still a live situation. I don't think it's quite clear how many people are going to have lost their lives. But I spoke to someone who was inside when it fell and made it out, and the shock and the shock at what's happened, he kind of just said it was indescribable. Clearly very shaken, didn't know what to say, and surprised he's still alive, I think.
Can you tell us a little more about what it felt like in Bangkok and what happened when the impact of this quake was felt?
Yeah, so the epicenter is in Myanmar, about 800 miles away, but you could still really feel the building shaking here. I was in my flat and I just was start with, you wonder what on earth is going on, and then something fell off the wall and I start to hear sirens and fire alarms going off in other buildings nearby. So I grabbed my cat and ran downstairs where my neighbours, we were all kind of quite shaken. I've been in other earthquakes before. It's very disorientating, and you feel quite shaky afterwards. A lot of us, there were all these rumours of aftershocks, so no one was really quite sure whether it was safe to go inside or not. Mm-hmm. On my way up here, a couple of kilometres north from where I live, I saw along the streets, the main road, just so many people outside, spoke to a few also with their pets, sitting on the side of the road, just not sure if it's safe to go back indoors or not. And I think that this news of the building collapsing here in Chatuchak has particularly shaken people, actually.
I'm sure it has. In general terms, though, are buildings in Thailand, are they designed to withstand earthquakes?
Yeah, a lot of the skyscrapers are now. Yes, there has been some destruction, but I think compared to Myanmar, for instance, where the epicenter was, and the buildings there are definitely not even remotely comparable to what we've got in Bangkok. So I think the destruction there, it's much harder to get information out of Myanmar. So I think it's going to take a little bit of time to know the full scale of destruction, but I think it's going to be quite grim once the dust settles.
Yes, Sarah, we are getting some information from Myanmar, but as you say, it can be difficult to get information from there, particularly because they are in that state of emergency. For now, though, thank you very much for joining us, Sarah Newey, in Bangkok. And just the latest from Myanmar state media, we're hearing that two bridges have collapsed and an expressway has been damaged. They say several buildings have collapsed in five cities and towns due to that earthquake, which measured 7.7 on the Richter scale. More information is coming in over the course of the morning, and we'll bring it to you as and when we get it. But it's been proving difficult over the last hour or so to get anything definite from Myanmar. Now, coming up next after the break, the J.D. Vance visit to Greenland. Is it at all welcome? That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.